Hi, this is BrockRomanek.net. This is not BrockRomanek.net. I'm working too hard. This is Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with John Doe, his name's John, but it's not really John Doe, but his last name remains anonymous, who's the blogger behind Wired GC. I'm on his site right now, which is wiredgc.com, and it's a great website, plain and simple, and it's a blog. And I encourage you to click on the link here from the podcast to get to it. But I thought I'd spend a few minutes with John today because it's so unique for an in-house counsel to blog. And as far as I know, it's probably the first person that has identified themselves as an in-house counsel blogging. Although, as John will tell you, he might not necessarily blog about what's happening at his company. John, what led you to try becoming a blogger?
Yeah, thanks, Brock. I had been following sort of the blogging phenomenon from a legal standpoint for some time. I'm the kind of person, when I like to learn about things, I sort of like to learn by doing. So about a year or so ago, I just kind of experimenting with some of this blogging software that's out there. I know you use it in your business and decide to give it a whirl. A year later, we're still going. I'm learning as I go. I find by writing and by thinking, I kind of develop my legal ideas and hopefully benefit my knowledge in the process.
What have been the most rewarding experiences from it so far?
I think it's been a combination of learning some new things, both in the technology side, trying to figure things out, maybe publicly humiliating myself a few times in a few podcasts about a year ago. but as they say, oh well, the Internet never forgets, right, Brock? I've really connected with some interesting people that are into legal blogging or that are into just legal technology issues, and it's kind of a way to sort of expand one's network to kind of keep fresh and to be trying to figure out sort of what's next for the law.
Yeah, and if you go to John's blog, you'll see that he does conduct podcasts with other general counsel and with their photographs. I like that.
Yeah, we've talked to a few people, both general counsel and other lawyers, who are seeking to maybe be retained by general counsel, and try to, if there's a common theme, it's people who are doing things that are maybe interesting or new, and find if I think that they're interesting, I hope some of my listeners will as well.
What has been your employer's reaction to your blog?
Well, it's interesting. I was early on, I made the decision, Brock, to kind of maintain anonymity about blogging, and I did that for a couple of reasons. One is because, like you said at the intro, I really didn't want to talk about what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis for a variety of reasons, not the least of which to unintentionally either give away something or start to go down a road that it's best not to go. Secondly, since I blog sort of on my own time about my own interest, I just wanted to keep that kind of separation. And it is a fact that when you're a general counsel and you become known as such sometimes, you tend to get the cards and letters and phone calls and maybe in this case even emails. So I just tried to borrow a technology term, try to sort of put up a firewall for the time being between my identity and what I'm doing in the blog host sphere.
I try to spend a little bit of time reading and thinking about what the future of the legal practice will be and also in terms of lawyers communicating with the outside world. I'm sure you have a perspective now and you get feedback from your own readers. Do you think more lawyers will try to blog in the future, or how do you think blogs will be used in the legal profession?
Yeah, I think they will. I think many people have tried, as you said in the intro, Brock. There are some other in-house counsel in blogging and maybe even down the road trying the podcasting. It is a big time commitment initially to get up to speed with the technology, although I find once you're familiar with the technology, you can actually put things up there pretty quickly as long as you've thought about them and hopefully caught the typos. But down the road, I think if somebody wants to give the commitment to it, both in time and in learning the technology, and really tells themselves that they want a good year or so, not just do it for a few weeks and then be part of the abandoned blogs there, I would say I would encourage people to give it a go.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
I thank you. I look forward to maybe, if you will, turning the tables, Brock, down the road and having you on the WireGC Unplugged sometime in the future, and appreciate your time today.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brock.